from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had talked about this a little bit yesterday. Veach also talked about Trey Smith, you know, him being potentially next man up. He said that they've spoken with both Nick Bolton and Trey Smith and their representatives. It sounds like Trey always has kind of been the one who's more likely to get signed in this case. I think partially because they value offensive line. Not that, you know, guard is kind of replaceable, linebacker kind of replaceable, but ever since that Super Bowl against Tampa Bay, Bink, I feel like the offensive line has been the priority, making sure that Mahomes is good, and Trey Smith is a priority to make sure that that interior of the offensive line is solidified.
And Trey Smith's a different dude. It's tough to get guys like that. Like Nick Bolton's, you can find a lot of linebackers like that, to be quite honest with you, in the draft. But Veach did say this about Trey Smith.
Yeah. We've been in conversations with Trey, and we still have some time here, and you know, we'll get a chance to talk to both Trey's people and Nick's people. And it is a little tricky when you get in the off season. It's hard to kind of work on 4 deals all at the same time, not knowing where they're going to end and not knowing where the money's going to be allocated. So you do, unfortunately, have to do it kind of systematically, and it does take time and does drag out. Fortunately, we were able to knock Harrison out rather quickly, and obviously Creed was tricky. That took some time. He's a tremendous player, but excited to get him done, and now we still have some time here before the season starts, and we'll continue to see if we can make some progress with the last few guys here that are you know, younger guys that are going to be up next year.
And obviously the guard market was the big one this year. 2 years ago was the wide receiver market. Did you see the guard contracts? I mean, the guard money's insane. But Trey Smith, to me, when he came in and as a sixth-round pick, and I remember seeing Mitch Holtis that day at training camp before the first team practice out there, and he's like, I wouldn't be surprised to see Trey Smith starting for this team. And he's never looked back at this point. But there is nobody as more of a devastating blocker on this offensive line than Trey Smith. You've all seen the viral stuff against the Broncos where he comboed it and knocked two guys to the ground. But Trey Smith is a complete deke leader. Mm. The guy, to me, brings that toughness to the offensive line. He's the guy that leaves defensive linemen worried, or linebackers worried for the game, because if your head's not on a swivel, Trey Smith will knock you down. And that's one thing I really, really enjoy about him. Not only is he damn good, but just how ferocious he plays.
I mean, Kingsley's versatility, like his agility, the one play that I just keep on coming back to is when they played the Lions with the screen play. The him being able to get out as fast as he did and get down the field. I mean, he's quick. He's able to move. He's obviously big. But him being able to move as quick as he does for his size, them having the screen game the way that it does, and then them having Xavier Worthy.
How fluid he can get out.
Yeah, them having Xavier Worthy, and I think one of the biggest things that they can do from week one to get is just get him the ball. He didn't even have to think, hey, Xavier, take a streak, run a post. You know, I know it's more complicated than that. But just tell him to go out and run. Have him do a bubble screen. Get him the ball. Kingsley's got the ability where he can get out in space, and he's able to go down the field where you've got, I mean, left tackle, center, right guard, potentially left guard, all locked up here. I mean, it's a good thing to have, obviously, because the priority is Patrick Mahomes, and the most prized possession needs to be protected.
It should always be the priority.
Like,
you know, we look, okay, who helps Mahomes, who doesn't? Obviously, it's Trey Smith more than Nick Bolton. Like, that is your priority.
816. It might be as simple as that, yeah.
Yeah. 816 says, are we missing something? The national media seems to think CEH and P. Ryan are the backup running backs. I thought we were pretty sure Steele would be running back too.
I think
preseason, Steele showed that he deserves to be the second back. But again, it's the NFL. You're going to need multiple back. We see Carson Steele. I think he will, and he's a much better runner than, you know, a fullback that gets, you know, 132 yards rushing in 4 years of college football, because the guy's a halfback playing the fullback position, obviously, but he's going to be playing a lot of halfback too. But when you talk about short yardage and deficiencies, Perine is that guy. And you know what? Carson Steele's that guy. You'd like to think Pacheco would be that guy, because Pacheco runs harder than anybody I've ever seen, except when it's third and one, except when it's 4-1. But look at Carson Steele to be a big part of the offense. But is Samaje Perine better than Clyde? Yes. And listen, I know Carson Steele, we have big expectations for him, but he is a rookie, and Perine's done it against top teams.
Well, yeah, I think that Clyde's availability is what made Carson Steele running back two, because Clyde's going through what he's going through. And if Clyde's healthy, I feel like them bringing in Samaje Perine ruined any chance of Carson Steele, in my opinion, being running back two. So he's three or four. And right now, I would say that's where he's at. And depending on Clyde's availability, he might be four.
The one thing about it, too, is, listen, I like Carson Steele. I like what we saw from him. And I love the stiff arms he was doing and everything else. But the bottom line is, you're doing it against second and third team players. Guys that will be selling State Farm insurance next week. That's who you're doing it against. Perine's proven it against NFL talent and even NFL talent in the playoffs. Doesn't take anything away from him. I'm just saying you have to slowly, you know, bring that in as far as in the NFL game and who's done it, been there, done it before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.